Phoneboy Speaks, episode 38, Podcasts a Go-Go. Let's talk about podcasts. No, I'm not talking about my podcast, but I'm talking about other podcasts. And I think people have lots of different opinions about what podcasts to listen to or not listen to. There are several networks out there that are very good. But what I have found is not that the networks are bad, but if you listen to too many podcasts from one place, and you find that that place is bad for, it turns bad for one reason or another, you have issues. And in fact, I went through this when I quit all the Twit TV shows because, honestly, I got tired of Leo Laporte, and I've got a whole post about that that I wrote. And I even wrote a post that explained all the different podcasts that I chose instead. There's so many podcasts out there now, including my own, that there's no reason you can't find a podcast on a topic that you like that may not be one of the more listened to ones or one of the ones that's got, tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of listeners. I'll highlight a few that I think are interesting, and I'll put links in the show notes, of course, so that you can subscribe to them as you will. So looking through my podcast reader, here's a few that are probably not very common, but that are worth listening to. There's the Wall Street Journal Tech News Briefing. They publish twice a weekday, and it's about 3 or 4 minutes of just news headlines and such from the tech space. If you're into computer security issues and you want to find out the latest things that are going on a daily basis, there's the SANS Internet Storm Daily Network Security Podcast, and again, another 5-minute podcast sort of like mine. Another podcast I listen to is a financial podcast called DH Unplugged. It's John C. Dvorak and Andrew Horowitz, and they discuss money issues. They talk about sort of why things are happening in the financial markets, and it's about an hour, and they publish once a week when they're in their normal pattern. Sometimes they go 2, 3, or 4 weeks without publishing, but when it's in my podcast feed, it's definitely a must-listen. There's also a podcast called The Voicemail, which is Stefan Constantinescu and James Whatley. I actually met James Whatley once several years ago. They talk about mobile issues for probably about a half an hour. I also listen to Pocket Size Podcasts, Good iOS Podcast. Hey, I've actually been on it. And there's also The Social Converse, which I'm peripherally involved with. There's The Corbett Report, which is alternative news analysis. It's kind of like No Agenda, except it's much shorter. If you are not enamored with the mainstream media, there's actually several good Corbett Report podcasts. I just happen to pick the one that only publishes once a week and doesn't sound like it was recorded off the radio, and thus that has commercial breaks and whatnot. So I'll link the correct one in the show notes. The one or two network shows I'll highlight is The Critical Path on 5x5, which is a great show that talks about the mobile computing industry. And Horace Deju does a very good job of analyzing what the different companies are doing and explaining why it's important. Yes, it also talks a lot about Apple too, and so Apple's kind of used as a lens in the show, but I think it's a great show. The other quote-unquote network show I listen to is a show called What the Tech, because I like Paul Theriault. I wasn't willing to give him up after I dumped all the Twitch shows. So anyways, I'll have links to all of these shows in the show notes. Thank you for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.